Welcome to that classic rock show on Huntley Community Radio, 101.5 FM. I'm Jim Samaria.
And I'm Mark Plotnick, Jim's co-host. For 1 hour each week, we will highlight a different theme from the most musically diverse and dynamic era for rock and roll music, the 1950s through the early 1980s.
Mark and I are authors of the book Classic Rock, Photographs from Yesterday and Today, which is available on Amazon, by the way. And it features my exclusive photography of classic rock artists from 1973 to present day with words by Mr. Mark Plotnick. Today we ask the question on our show, why aren't these artists in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Right. Well, first, let's give our listeners some insight into the process. There are four inductee categories, but today we are focusing only on performers. An act becomes eligible for nomination 25 years after their first commercial recording.
And there are some factors, such as an artist's musical influence on other artists, length and depth of career, and the body of work. And it's considered by over 600 individuals represented by historians, members of the music industry, and former Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees.
Additionally, the Hall of Fame gives music fans an opportunity to vote either online or when visiting the museum in Cleveland.
And while Mark and I agree on many of the artists who are already in the Hall of Fame, there are some bands and artists not included who have had wonderful careers.
Yes, you know, Jim, we should have a discussion on who we think should not be in there the next time.
Oh, perhaps.
Okay. Well, there are actually websites dedicated to this topic. That is, acts who are in the Hall of Fame but shouldn't be, and those who are not but should be. So today we will play the music of eight acts that we feel belong, and maybe the Hall of Fame will be listening. Jim, where would you like to start?
Well, one of my favorite all-time bands is the Guess Who. They're from Winnipeg, Manitoba, and they were led by Burton Cummings, who I consider one of the greatest voices in rock, and Randy Bachman, who later became very famous in Bachman Turner Overdrive. Between the two of them, they wrote most of the songs. Their song, American Woman, was their first number one hit in the USA in 1970 and was Billboard's number three song for that year. It was a two-sided hit with the flip side, No Sugar Tonight. Do you want to sing that for us, Mark, or no?
No sugar tonight.
All right, next. American Woman, it started out as a jam by the band with all the members contributing to the final version. Randy Bachman said it's a song against the Vietnam War and the draft, but Cummings said it's about band members preferring Canadian women over American women.
Ooh.
Not exactly sure. Ooh. But hey, listeners, you listen, you interpret what you think the song is about.
American woman, stay away from me. American woman,
You know, Mark, the band released their first single over 50 years ago. They've had 14 top 40 hits, 6 top 10 hits, with 3 being gold. No Time, Clap for the Wolfman, and These Eyes. I'm sure you're familiar with all those songs. They also released 11 studio albums, with 2 of them going gold. They are also in the Canadian Music Hall of Fame, the Canada's Walk Hall of Fame, the Governor's General's Performing Arts Award for Lifetime Achievement. What the heck? Why aren't they in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? They should be there, don't you think?
I think they should be in the Hockey Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I'm sure they did play hockey.
In Canada. All right. He's been called the godfather of British blues over a 6-decade and 40-album career. His impressive skill set includes band leader, singer, songwriter, harmonica player, pianist, organist, and guitarist. But sometimes people are best judged by the company they keep. And in the case of 86-year-old John Mayall, his company has been most impressive. In the 1960s, he launched the careers of guitar greats Eric Clapton, Mick Taylor, and Peter Green. But rather than playing a song that features one of these legends, I've chosen one that features Coco Montoya, another under-the-radar but extraordinary guitarist. I got a chance to chat with Coco when he and his band played one of Ron Onesti's clubs in Evanston. He was really down-to-earth, Jim. Nice guy. So let's listen to the song Mail Order Mystics from John Mayall's 1993 album Wake Up Call.
Talk about is loving you blind. it then.
That song has such a cool groove. Jim, earlier I mentioned three legends who played with Mayall. Can you name a few more?
How much time do I have? Jack Bruce, way in the beginning. Fleetwood, Mick Fleetwood. And John McVie, who went on to Fleetwood Mac.
Good.
I'm sure there's others I just can't think offhand. And I just read his book, too, about his life in Laurel Canyon.
You did?
I can't remember.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm older.
Yeah, well, I am too. I'm older than you. Hmm. Well, anyways, how about this? I read that Mayall hired Carolyn Wunderland to be the first female lead guitarist in a John Mayall band. Who says you can't teach old musician new tricks? You are listening to That Classic Rock Show on Huntley Community Radio, 101.5 FM and 24/7 on demand from anywhere in the world.
Next up is one of my favorite bands, Three Dog Night. They were formed in 1967 and led by vocalists Danny Hutton, Corey Wells, and Chuck Negron. They're one of the most successful selling bands in rock history. Yet, Mark, they are not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, God.
They should be. Listen to this. They had 21 consecutive Billboard Top 40 hits.
Wow.
Seven of which went gold, Mama Told Me Not to Come, Joy to the World, and Black and White. They have sold over 40 million record albums. In 1970, they released one of the biggest sing-along songs ever, Celebrate, that hit number 15 on the U.S. charts and features, get this, the brass section of the band Chicago.
I didn't know that.
Well, now you do.
Wow.
So all three singers sing on this song, Wells, Negron, and Hutton. So let's celebrate.
Slipping away, sitting on a pillow, waiting for night. Sitting on a pillow, this is the night. Let's go to the celebrity ball. Celebrate, celebrate, dance to the music. Celebrate, celebrate, dance to the music. Celebrate, celebrate.
Mark, for as great as that band was, their songwriting ability wasn't all that great. So they relied on great talents such as Laura Nero for Eli's Coming, Harry Nilsson for One, and Paul Williams for Out in the Country. Chuck Negron still tours, and I got to meet him at the Arcata. He's a very nice, humble guy. And Danny Hutton still tours as Three Dog Night. So if you're a Three Dog Night fan, the music's still out there. Okay, Mark, trivia time for you.
Okay, I'm ready.
You ready for this one?
I'm
this
ready.
Is a tough one. What does the American breed, Ask Rufus, Three Dog Night, and My Wedding Band have in common?
Well, I was at your wedding, and I know for sure that none of these bands played.
Oh, you're so wrong. You're so wrong. Well, guitarist Al Signer performed with all four of the bands. He and drummer Leo Graziano of the American Breed are family friends. And when I got married, I asked them to put together a band, and they did it. So you saw half the American Breed when you were at my wedding.
I had no idea. Seriously.
Yeah.
I am impressed. You have to get married again now.
I know people. I know people. All right. Okay, last one, really easy. What is a Three Dog Night?
Well, my understanding is on very cold nights, you sleep with three dogs to stay warm. But doesn't this depend on the breed of dog?
No.
I'm just asking.
No. We.
What if it's a Chihuahua? Maybe need 10.
Well, at our house, we have a two-dog night with a cat thrown in there when it's cold.
I have a parrot. Okay.
Well, they don't take up much room.
No, they don't keep you warm.
No.
All right, Jim, you would think that a career spanning 5 decades, 16 gold and multi-platinum albums, and nearly 3,000 concerts in 40 countries would get you into the Hall of Fame. But no. Our next British band was born from the mind of an eccentric singer-songwriter-guitarist who eventually found his calling with the flute. Ian Anderson once said, "I didn't have to play it all the time. I just had to wave it around and look good." But Ian Anderson's flute playing and appearance as a Charles Dickens-like vagabond forever shaped the image and sound of Jethro Tull. For me, the ultimate Tull lineups were between 1968 and 1975 and included Ian Anderson with Martin Barn guitars for 43 years, Glenn Cornick and Jeffrey Hammond Hammond on bass, Clive Bunker and Barry Moore Barlow on drums, and John Evan on keyboards. The song we were about to play was vague in meaning when initially written, but Anderson now says more than ever, it's a metaphor for an unstoppable population explosion that is devouring Earth's limited resources. Pretty heavy. Let's listen to Locomotive Breath off Jethro Tull's classic 1971 triple platinum LP, Aqualung.
Brow, cold tar, he stole the handle and the train. jumping off stations one by one. His woman and his best friend in bed and having fun. Oh, he's calling down the corridor on his hands and knees.
Jim, here is what I love most about classic rock era musicians. It was not uncommon to find them auditioning or guesting in bands other than the ones they became best known for. There was a real cross-cultural and musical camaraderie that is much less common today. In the case of Jethro Tull, future Black Sabbath guitarist Tony Iommi played with the band during their appearance on the Rolling Stones Rock and Roll Circus. For those unfamiliar with this event, it was a 1968 British television extravaganza that featured British rock superstars along with circus acts and others dressed in Halloween-like garb. The Stones blocked its release for 28 years, but I highly recommend renting it for the historical curiosity that it was. Where else could you see Eric Clapton, Keith Richards, John Lennon, and Mitch Mitchell jamming together while Yoko Ono wails from inside of a bag? It's really something.
Yeah, that, I've got that on DVD. And
the look on Clapton's face was just priceless.
Yeah.
Anyways, you are listening to that classic rock show on Huntley Community Radio, 101.5 FM and 24/7 on demand from anywhere in the world. Stay tuned for the second half.